Santa Brooks. President.
Oh? Hello, how are you, Mr. President?
And I just called to be sure your coattails were long enough for me in Massachusetts. And to tell you that I'm delighted that as I take off in about an hour to do six states, well, five, because California, we don't have a Senate race. Senate races that we have one that we're sure of, and that's yours.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope I'm going to run strong, and I hope you're going to carry this state.
Well, my wife said she had a great meeting up there, despite a little nastiness, but...
she handled herself as usual in exemplary fashion, and I apologize for the fact that it happened.
You can't. It wasn't our people.
No, not at all, and wasn't as bad as it sounded, I assure you, and... She did a splendid job, and Tom Pappas did too, and Bob Hope is...
Well, we're going right down to the wire. We're campaigning hard. We've, as you know, made this, as you can probably read between the lines, this significant breakthrough in the negotiations. There are still some things to work out, but I'm confident they will be.
Well, I appreciated that briefing last Sunday.
Right.
Is there any possibility that a meeting will be set up soon, or are they just...
I would say this. I wouldn't speculate about it, Ed, if I were you.
All right.
But I wouldn't, for this reason, that we just can't say. My guess would be that, and I wouldn't want to be quoted on it, but my guess would be they're probably going to wait until after the election now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine with us. But the major things, as was pointed out, have been worked out. That's the important thing.
But he seems to be pressing, I presume he will tonight, you know, that it's falling apart now.
It isn't.
I've been saying, you know, the president will never let...
You can be very confident. You can be very confident on that point, as I was last night in my speech. Very confident. You say we have made a major breakthrough. We have reached agreement on the major items, in other words, on a ceasefire, on the return of our POWs, and on giving the South Vietnamese the opportunity to choose their own government without having a communist coalition imposed on them against their will.
Will there be a final meeting before the actual signing?
Oh, yes. Yes, there has to be another meeting. That's the whole point.
That's the whole...
To work out the details, and details are terribly important because, as I pointed out, because we didn't work out the details in the bombing halt in 68, it was only a pause and not a halt. So we want these details. There'll have to be another meeting.
But you can still
be confident on that point. No, there's... I wouldn't say anything about the date. I can only say that you can well see that they haven't rejected the idea, and I'm very confident about it.
They're still showing flexibility in that regard.
Certainly, yeah.
They want it, certainly.
Look at it, as Haig probably said, the factors all run in that direction, but we're confident we're going to have an agreement, but we're insisting that it be the right kind of agreement that it'll last.
Good. Well, spill over from Rhode Island into Massachusetts anyway.
Oh, yeah?
The very best to you. I hope it'll be the biggest and greatest victory you've ever had.
Well, good for you.
Look forward to working with you.
Yeah, we look forward to working with you some more. Bye.
Thank you very much, brother.